Are we ever going to see Carl fight at Windsor, or has Carl made the wrong move?
No, I believe that this is a good move for Carl Frampton. I have to say, the Barry McGuigan-Carl Frampton relationship and partnership was incredible. And I hope history doesn't get rewritten on this, because I don't want to go all X-Factor here on you, Frank, but the journey that they have been on is incredible. You know, and Barry played a massive part in that. The bottom line is, Barry McGuigan was good for Carl Frampton, and Carl Frampton was good for Barry McGuigan. Now, all good things come to an end. And that's the case here. The relationship has obviously become strained. I do believe that one of the factors in that was that Carl did not get that big homecoming fight at Windsor Park. He was so much looking forward to that. It was as if, you know, a whole Christmas dinner with all the trimmings was being dangled in front of him. Well, you know, the thought of him fighting at Windsor Park in front of 20,000 people. And then with respect, with the opponent that he was given, and he had to fight in the SSE Arena, which is a brilliant arena, but it's not Windsor Park. It was as if that Christmas dinner with all the trimmings was taken away, and all he was left with was Brussels sprouts. And, you know, now he has decided to split from Cyclone Promotions and Barry McGuigan and go his own way. And there's so many options out there for Carl Frampton. Carl Frampton not only is a brilliant world-class fighter, but he's one of the most marketable guys in the game. His following is immense. It's not just in Northern Ireland. It's across the world. This guy is a global star. And I've no doubt that he can still go on to become world champion. He's a two-weight world champion. What's to say in a few years' time he won't be a three-weight world champion? He's only 30 years of age. Frank, to me, there's a few years left in Carl, and I do believe he can become world champion. It'll have been a tough decision, and, you know, there'll be a lot of to-ing and fro-ing in his mind, but I believe it's the right decision, because clearly the relationship is strained, and you can't have that. And now Carl can hopefully go on to bigger and better things.
But he said in the press release that he, in the statement, that he was taking things into his own hands. Surely he needs to go to another promoter. He needs someone else to put it on for him. Will there be a queue forming to sign him because of his marketability?
Oh, without question. I would say this, you know, whenever he says he's taking it into his own hands, obviously he's going to need other people around him and people advising him. But it's not a first for sportsmen who want to go their own way. Roger Federer famously done it. Rory McIlroy, of course, from Northern Ireland, he has done that in the past as well, and now Carl is doing it. But he will have advisors. And in terms of promoting fights, listen, they'll be queuing up. You know, Eddie Hearn and Sky would love to have Carl Frampton fights. Frank Warren, another promoter, he's involved with BT Sport and Box Nation. He would, oh, goodness me, what he would give to have Carl Frampton fighting on his cards. And, you know, you'll have American promoters, you'll have all sorts of people after Carl Frampton. He's a big deal, and there's big money to be made, and boxing promoters love that. And the television revenue that he can generate as well would be incredible. There's some amazing fights for Carl Frampton still out there. There's the Battle of Britain with Lee Selby, the Welshman, and of course Leo Santa Cruz is waiting there. They've had two fights, the one each, and we have to see the third fight there to find out who really is the best out of that incredible duet. So yes, I do believe the Windsor Park fight will happen in the future. I believe that Carl Frampton will become world champion, and I'm certain we have not heard the last of the Carl Frampton success story. He's had a tough year. 2017 has been a bit of a nightmare for him, because he had his first professional defeat against Santa Cruz over in Vegas. And then he's had the withdrawal of his opponent, Andres Gutierrez, for his homecoming fight in Belfast. And he's had this split. So it hasn't been a good 2017 for Carl, but he can still end that on a high. Hopefully he'll get a fight between now and the end of the year. He'll win that, and then he'll be back on course for a world title.
Absolutely, and he's a classy guy. Steve, good speaking to you. Thank you. Yep.